I'm Rona Tarrant. Mexico's Interior Ministry says 500 migrants who attempted to storm the US border on Sunday will be deported. In a statement, the ministry said the group were rounded up after trying to cross the border violently and illegally on Sunday. US border officers used tear gas to repel them. Several thousand migrants from Central America have been moving through Mexico over the last few weeks in the hopes of entering the US. The United Nations Security Council is holding an emergency meeting today after Russia confirmed it had seized three Ukrainian naval ships by force in a strait near Russia-annexed Crimea. Russia's FSB security service said its border patrol boats had seized the Ukrainian naval vessels in the Black Sea and used weapons to force them to stop after they illegally entered its territorial waters. Ukraine said six of its soldiers were injured in the incident. James Alex Fields, the young Ohio man accused of using his car as a weapon against pedestrians in Charlottesville, goes on trial today. Fields is charged with malicious wounding and murder. There were dozens of victims, including Heather Heyer, a 32-year-old paralegal who died. The incident took place during a counter-demonstration against neo-Nazi and white nationalist groups in Charlottesville for the Unite the Right rally on August 12, 2017. The Vatican has announced Pope Francis' selection for the organising committee of the Vatican's meeting of bishops on abuse prevention. The gathering, which will take place in February 2019, is focused on the protection of minors from sexual abuse within the Church. Among the group named on the committee is Cardinal Blaise Cupich of Chicago. The Pope has asked the presidents of the world's bishops' conferences and the heads of the Eastern Catholic Churches to attend. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.